This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Army psychiatrist who allegedly killed 13 people last week at Fort Hood now faces charges for the murders.
Today, I've confirmed that U.S. Army Major Nadal Malik Hassan, a 39-year-old psychiatrist assigned to Darnell Medical Center here at Fort Hood, has been charged with 13 specifications of premeditated murder under Article 118 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
That's Christopher Gray, spokesman for the Army's Criminal Investigative Division. NPR's Wade Goodwin was at that briefing today at Fort Hood, and he joins us now from Killeen, Texas, just off post. Wade, we just heard there, 13 specifications of premeditated murder. Are these the charges that were expected?
Yes. I mean, it's no surprise. 12 soldiers and one civilian killed adds up to 13 counts of premeditated murder. The Army, you know, said that Major Hassan had no scheduled appointments that day at the Soldier Readiness Medical Center. That's where the shooting took place. He didn't have any orders to be there. And what the Army is kind of subliminally communicating in that is its belief that Major Hassan came to the Readiness Center for no other reason than to murder. And therefore, the charges are premeditated murder, and that carries the maximum possible penalty.
And maximum possible penalty, are we to assume that he would face the death penalty potentially?
Yes, there's a variety of offenses that will make one eligible for the death penalty, and premeditated murder is one of them. But what's interesting is how infrequently the military executes its prisoners. There are several men on death row currently, but the last military prisoner to be executed was Private John Bennett, and that he was hanged at Fort Leavenworth on April 13th, 1961. And there hasn't been a military prisoner executed since then.
Major Hassan does have legal counsel. What is his lawyer saying about these charges?
I don't think Major Hassan's lawyer, John Galligan, feels like he's being treated very respectfully by the government at this point. He spoke to us outside his office, which is a few miles down the road from Fort Hood.
I think it should be apparent to you just looking at my face. This has not made me a happy man. I have nothing except notice that my client is in a hospital and no charge sheet. And against the backdrop of all of these events, I just continue to hope he has a fair trial.
The fact that Galligan is already expressing his concern about his client's ability to get a fair trial just speaks to the volume of media coverage.
Wade, there's another intriguing development in the Fort Hood story today. It involves the post police officers who shot Major Hassan. What's happening there?
Well, it was quite a surprise. After the Army had given us the impression that Sergeant Kimberly Munley had engaged the gunman and, you know, quote, taking him down, now we hear from Sergeant Mark Todd that he, in fact, was the person who shot Major Hassan four times outside the Readiness Center. And an eyewitness has confirmed Sergeant Todd's account. Here's what they said happened. They said that Sergeant Todd and Sergeant Munley arrived at the same moment. They were running up the hill toward the Readiness Center, and they see the shooter outside. He's chasing wounded soldiers, trying to kill them. They shout at him to drop his weapon. He doesn't. He points his weapon and fires at them, missing. Then they take off in opposite directions. And eventually, Sergeant Munley rounds a corner, and there's Major Hassan. He has the drop on her, and he allegedly shoots her. She's down, and it's unclear whether or not she gets off a shot. The gunman begins to reload. He's standing right over Munley, and that's when Todd comes upon him, and the gunman's fumbling with his gun, and Todd shoots him, firing repeatedly until Hassan is on his back and he's dropped his gun, and then Todd runs up and secures him.
And it's Todd who came forward with the story.
Yes, I mean, you know, Major Todd has come forward with this, and an eyewitness confirmed Major Todd's account.
Wade, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure.
That's NPR's Wade Goodwin in Killeen, Texas.